Hillary Clinton heads to the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia with a new partner at her side, her running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Clinton introduced the addition to the ticket yesterday in Florida. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith was at the rally at Florida International University.
There were Clinton-Kaine signs all around the jam-packed basketball arena where the Clinton-Kaine ticket made its debut. And when the pair walked out onto stage, they looked overjoyed. There were high-speed hummingbird waves from Kaine, thumbs up from Clinton, and the classic clasped hands arm raise.
I am so excited and grateful to be here.
Clinton introduced her running mate.
He is qualified to step into this job and lead on day one. And he is a progressive who likes to get things done.
As Clinton talked about Kaine, about his Catholic upbringing in the Midwest, their approach to public life and governing, you could see why she chose him to be her VP. There were so many parallels between them. And when it was Kaine's turn at the microphone, he immediately displayed one of the skills that will make him a valuable addition to the ticket.
Bienvenidos a todos en nuestro país, ¿verdad? Porque somos americanos todos.
Kaine took a year off from law school at Harvard to volunteer as a missionary in Honduras. And this Miami crowd seemed to eat up the Spanish he sprinkled through his speech.
I'm grateful to you, Hillary, for the trust that you've placed in me. And we're going to be compañeros de alma in this great lucha ahead.
Roughly translated, soulmates in this great fight ahead. In the lead up to the selection of Tim Kaine, there had been a collective groan, some combination of who is that guy and oh man, he is so boring. For many, Kaine's speech answered those concerns. First, he talked about his life and career.
After racing through the University of Missouri in 3 years and starting at Harvard Law School, I decided to take a year off from school to volunteer with Jesuit missionaries. So I taught teenagers the basics of carpentry and welding, and they helped me learn. So I brought dozens of lawsuits when I was in private practice. I'm one of only 20 people in American history to serve as a mayor, a governor, and a United States senator.
And then he showed his passion, introducing his son, Nat.
He's a proud Marine. And in just a few days, he's deploying to Europe to uphold America's commitment to our NATO allies.
This makes Kaine and his family an embodiment of a rebuttal to Donald Trump's questioning of the U.S. military's readiness and the American commitment to the NATO alliance. One moment in Kaine's speech that made the ebullient room go silent was when he talked about being governor of Virginia during the Virginia Tech shooting.
That was the worst day of my life.
As Kaine was winding up, he asked the audience a series of questions meant to draw contrast between Clinton and Trump. Do you want a you're fired president or a you're hired president? Do you want a me first president or a children and families first president? Do you want a trash talking president or a... Someone in the crowd shouted out, and Kaine rolled with it.
Oh, you're right. He doesn't trash talk everybody. He likes Vladimir Putin. You're right.
Afterward, Patricia Mellerson said she was impressed with Kaine and maybe a little surprised.
Because I've heard that he might be boring, but not at all. He was soft-spoken, but he delivered his passion very well. And so it touched me. In fact, I almost started to cry just listening to him. I was really touched by him.
But not everyone was so thrilled with Clinton's choice. Trump's campaign sent out a press release describing Tim Kaine as a career politician. And up in Philadelphia, Bernie Sanders supporter Cameron Sato was preparing for the Democratic convention and wishing Clinton had picked Senator Elizabeth Warren.
They're not making it easier for us. By picking Tim Kaine, by picking someone who is not that progressive, they're picking someone who's more conservative than Hillary Clinton. They're not necessarily pushing the agenda in the way we want to see it.
Though Clinton and Kaine defend their progressive credentials, the choice of Kaine clearly wasn't about shoring up the far left of the party. It was about what happens after the election, governing. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Miami.